Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you on this Memorial Day 2010. This is my 13th consecutive live Memorial Day broadcast, and we don't like doing them unless Jerry Newberry can join us. He's been with us many times over the years. He's Director of Communications and Public Affairs at the VFW, the Veterans of Foreign Wars. He's our good friend Jerry Newberry. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Hey, thanks for having me back.
I've been saying happy Memorial Day, and I know, you know, somebody said, well, you know, should we say that? Should we say happy Memorial Day? And I'm thinking, you know what? These people who paid that last full measure of devotion, as Lincoln called it, you know, they did that so you and I could be happy.
Yeah, that's right. You know, the word celebration comes into play. Some people say, you know, we shouldn't celebrate. We shouldn't use that word and associate it with Memorial Day, but I disagree with that. I think we need to celebrate the lives of those who have fallen and celebrate the freedoms they have given us.
Right. Absolutely. Jerry, you've been doing a lot of stuff on behalf of veterans and recognizing the men and women who are still alive and who served in our nation. And one of the things you've been doing recently was going back to a place where you served, and that's Vietnam. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I had the opportunity and the privilege to travel to Vietnam.
When were you in Vietnam?
I was in Vietnam from 69 to 72, and traveled back to Vietnam with a group of fellow Purple Heart recipients. We spent 12 days. We flew into Hanoi, of all places.
Wow,
and
that had to be an experience to think about. You know, in the days of the Vietnam War, Hanoi was an enemy city.
Exactly,
and capital, to think of that, you were actually
Vietnam.
Yeah, I mean, that we think about the Hanoi Hilton, where McCain and the others were imprisoned all those years, and you flew in there, you know, and walked out like you were supposed to be there.
Yeah, and ironically enough, we were there for the anniversary, you know, end of the war for us, but what they call Liberation Day.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a square downtown Hanoi that night in the middle of about 500,000 Vietnamese citizens.
Wow.
Watching a fireworks display, and I thought, this is just irony of irony.
Right.
But we started off in Hanoi, and we worked our way all the way down south to the Delta.
Mm-hmm.
So the group, there was about 15 of us. We'd all served in different parts of the country, you know, so it gave us all an opportunity to visit the areas we served in.
What Corps were you in?
I was in I-Corps.
I-Corps. Yeah.
So everything's changed tremendously.
Tell the audience what I-Corps is. Remind them what I-Corps is.
I-Corps was the area of operations in the furthest northern part of South Vietnam.
Yeah. You were in the Army?
I was in the Army. I served with 101st Airborne, and
yep.
My last tour, I was an advisor with MACV.
Mm-hmm. The MACV. Right. Now, let's talk to us about what you were doing in Vietnam.
We were, again, just traveling with a group that the VFW had selected.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Cayley Fund. It was set up to provide trips like this for Purple Heart recipients.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, everyone had been wounded, and it was really it was a poignant trip, and was...
Was that the first time you'd been there since you were there the first time?
Yeah, first time.
I bet that was a poignant moment. And I'm sure you thought a lot about, I'm sure you saw the faces and remembered the names of those who went over with you but didn't come back with you.
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, there was a group of five of us. One morning, we were in Da Nang on China Beach.
Yeah.
And one of the gentlemen that was with us is a Native American.
Jerry, can you hold, that thought for us?
Sure, yeah.
I'll let Jerry finish that story right after these messages. It's 20 till. We're celebrating Memorial Day, celebrating the lives of those who paid the ultimate price, who gave the last full measure of devotion for you and me. 20 till. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We're celebrating, commemorating Memorial Day. We're honoring those today who paid the ultimate sacrifice. As Lincoln said, those who paid the last full measure of devotion for you and me. And we're doing it this half hour with our good friend Jerry Newberry, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Director of Communications and Public Affairs, the Veterans of Foreign Wars. You know it as the VFW. That's VFW.org. Is that right?
That's correct.
VFW.org. Jerry, you were telling us about a story. You went to Vietnam, went back to Vietnam, first time since you served there during the war, and you and some fellow Purple Heart recipients went back and you toured the country. And I asked you, before we went to the break, about remembering the faces and the names. And I mean the faces, too. I know you saw their faces of those who didn't come back with you. And you were telling us the story.
Yeah, we were in Da Nang one morning, and in fact, we were going to leave that day. And one of the gentlemen there was a Native American, and a group of us, five of us, had a Native American prayer ceremony on the beach at China Beach for those 58,000 plus who were killed, and certainly all of our good friends. And we all had lists of names that we carried with us. And, of course, part of the ceremony, we read the names and then burned the list and scattered the ashes. I glanced up at one time, just for a second, and I was a little bit afraid that the guys would notice the tears running down my face, but I glanced up, and I wasn't alone. Every single person took part in that ceremony. You know, we just, that was the point of the trip, that we let everything go, let everything out.
Yeah. Well, that was a spiritual moment that you guys needed, and, you know, I not to compare an experience of mine with that, but I went to the Vietnam Memorial and found the names of my friends who didn't come back from Vietnam. And I'll tell you, Jerry, I was not prepared in any way, fashion, or form for the emotion that I was going to feel standing there looking at their names.
No, I know.
I was not. I was literally taken aback by how emotional that was for me. I walked up there thinking, well, you know, I'm going to go find the names of my friends. And when I saw their names, Danny McGee, Joel Forrester, Joel Mock, et cetera, when I found their names, I was overcome, and I just was not prepared for that.
No, the wall is such a tremendous emotional experience. You know, Jim, I used to work for a member of Congress, and of course I used to write part-time for then Secretary of VA Jesse Brown, and so I had opportunity to visit D.C. hundreds of times, and every trip I would go to the mall, and my intentions were to visit the wall, and it took me years before I would finally, I get to the mall and I just couldn't do it. So finally, one time I did, and exactly what you're talking about.
I did something similar. I didn't go for several trips myself. And my son was up there as a scout and a Boy Scout. He was up there for the Jamboree. And he wanted to go, and I went with him. And he was with me when this happened. And I remember being literally, and folks, I'm not trying to dramatize this. You'll have your own experience. I remember hearing my son say, "Dad, are you okay?"
Yeah.
I regret that one of my regrets is that I wasn't able to take my dad to the World War II Memorial. By the time they built it, he was not able to travel by car, and he wouldn't fly. He almost got killed in World War II in an airplane. He was a tanker, and he was with Patton's unit in Italy, in North Africa, and the one time he tried to fly, he almost got killed, and he swore, and he never flew in his life.
Really?
And I was never able to take him. I always wanted to take him to that memorial, but. Isn't it great? Isn't it fitting? Isn't it wonderful that you and I have the ability to stand here today and talk about these people, to remember them, to think about them, to take a few moments to say some names out loud? If you've got some names, I'd like for you to say them, Jerry. I think it's appropriate for us to do that, for us to remember, and to remember that there are men and women right now, even as we speak, Jerry, who at the end of today, we may be memorializing next year.
Yeah, amen, Jim. And that's why it's so important. Yeah, we've got two wars going on, and like you said, while we speak, those men and women are putting their lives at risk. Some are being wounded, some possibly dying. And, for the folks back home, they're not impacted by that war, those wars.
There are way too many Americans who don't even think about it almost, if they think about it, it's something in the news that doesn't connect them. And Jerry, that is something that's a dangerous thing, in my opinion, for this country.
Yeah, we don't sacrifice, the majority of Americans aren't impacted by these wars.
Jerry, hold on to that thought. VFW.org, right?
Yep.
Folks, check it out. When we come back, we're going to get Jerry to tell us a little bit about what the VFW is doing these days on behalf of their members and veterans everywhere. 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Got a black magic woman. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me on this Memorial Day, my 13th consecutive live Memorial Day show. If it's a holiday, we always do our holidays, all the holidays. Any holiday this Monday through Friday, we're here. And let's see, July 4th is on a Sunday. So we won't be doing July 4th on Sunday, a show on Sunday, the 4th, but we will do it on Friday. We'll have our Friday the 2nd. We'll do our 4th of July celebration. It'll still be 4th of July, just won't be the 4th of July. Jerry Newberry is our guest. Jerry is a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, the Director of Communications and Public Affairs at Veterans of Foreign Wars, a veteran of the United States Army, and a Purple Heart awardee. Jerry, I don't know about any of your other combinations. I'm sure there were some.
Well, yeah, I have a few. Probably, the most important one is the combat infantryman's badge.
Yep, CIB.
Yep.
Yep, and he spent 3 years in Vietnam, and has recently gone back. Jerry, you do a lot of great things in your job with the VFW by helping the veterans, those who did come back, and their families. And I want to thank you for your service. I'd like for you to talk to us a little bit about what the VFW is doing these days.
Well, the VFW, we've been around almost 111 years now, and we're an organization of people who've been there, done that. Some of us have the scars to show for it. We're all about advocacy. We have so many great programs to support our military and veterans. I'm sure, and I know, Jim, that you're familiar with Operation Uplink. That
Absolutely.
Started off, started off as a telephone card.
If you remember, we basically launched it for the Iraq wars back in years ago,
six or
7 years ago.
Well, technology morphs, and we have to change along with the time, so we've morphed that program from, we still have the telephone cards available, but now we have what we call free call days. We've hooked up with a phone carrier, and so on holidays like this Memorial Day, troops in Afghanistan and Iraq can go to a call center and pick up the phone, and call home. So we do that. We try and do that every month. And,
thank you for that. Can we contribute to that, Jerry?
Oh, absolutely.
How can anybody who wants to do that right now make it easy for them?
Well, the best way is go to vfw.org, look under programs, and you'll see Operation Uplink.
All right, and then they can keep clicking through and put some numbers, their credit card numbers in there, and help pay for some of that.
Yep, absolutely. We also have another great program.
Hold on, Jerry. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, I've been talking about let's take a moment today. Let's slow down a little bit. Let's remember some folks. Well, listen. You have an opportunity to do something right now. You have an opportunity to take some action, to not just close your eyes and think about somebody, but actually do something good for somebody on this Memorial Day. VFW.org, click on programs, find the Operation Uplink, give them your credit card, it's a secure system. Give them your credit card and give them $25, give them $50, give them $100, whatever you can afford, and then click out, and you will have done your part of Memorial Day, and you'll be proud of yourself, and I will be too. Jerry, go ahead.
Yeah, and by the way, that contribution will allow a service member to connect with their family, talk to them. And
there are families whose sons and daughters are serving who need on either side, they can't afford a regular phone call.
There are
families like that, ladies and gentlemen. Those of you who can afford to donate, it may be hard for you to believe, but there are families who can't afford that. Go ahead.
Yep. And we have another great program, Jim. It's called the Unmet Needs Program. And that's a financial assistance program. Provides a one-time up to $2,500 grant. You don't have to pay it back. It's to meet an emergent need. It helps those service member families that fall through the cracks.
And the criteria is right there on the website, too?
It's right
on
the website.
You can read, folks, if that's something you'd like to do. How much you take any amount of a donation for that?
We'll take anything, yeah.
Yeah, folks, click, do it twice, split it up, whatever you want to do. This is a great way for you to do something on this Memorial Day. Jerry, thank you so much for being here. Thanks you for your service. Thank you for your service in the past and for your continued service to this nation.
Jim, thank you, and thank you for remembering those that gave their lives at Memorial Day.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jerry. Jerry Newberry, ladies and gentlemen, with the VFW, VFW.org. Check it out, folks. Today we've celebrated, we've commemorated, we've honored those who, as Lincoln said, gave the last full measure of devotion. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.